there's a lot of talk about the role of protein in the diet, how it can make us feel fuller and potentially stave off weight gain. But how much protein is too much? Hi, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. We each need a minimum amount of protein a day. It helps build and repair cells and promotes healthy muscles, organs, glands, and skin. The Harvard Medical School Health Letter says one guideline is to make sure at least 15% of your daily calories come from protein. Another guideline, for a 150-pound person, 54 grams of protein would be the recommended amount. But what if we consume more than the recommended protein amounts? Harvard's Dr. Michelle Hauser says if you're consuming more protein in a diet rich with a mix of fresh fruit and vegetables and whole grains, it's generally okay. Risks occur when we eat too much protein and too few carbohydrates. That type of plan has been linked to an increased risk of osteoporosis, which is a thinning of the bones, and too much protein can put strain on the kidneys. In addition, low-carbohydrate diets, high-protein diets, can affect the brain and muscles from working efficiently. The so-called healthy trio for each meal is recommended, which contains protein, fiber, and fat. The fiber makes you feel full right away, protein helps you stay full longer, and fat helps your hormones signal that it's time to stop eating. I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield.